You're listening to Irish Radio Candid Home Abroad, and I'm delighted to be sitting across from Caroline Keane and Tom Delaney at the Godrich Celtic Roots Festival. And it's not their first time here. They were just showing each other a photograph from 9 years ago. Caroline, Tom, thanks a million.
Thanks very much.
It's not your first trip here. You've been to Godrich before. You must be delighted to be back.
Absolutely delighted. This is one of, if not my favourite festivals in the world. I have built up such a friendship base in this place over the years. I've been coming since 2010, I think, was my first time. This is probably my sixth festival. I haven't been back in ages, and I'm just so happy to run in the door and be hugged by so many people that are just genuinely delighted to see me, and I'm delighted to see them.
One of the great things about this festival is that there's such a richness of music, and that the Irish music, Scottish music, be it bluegrass or writing, that has a Celtic flavour. But within Ireland itself, the amount of Irish music and the amount of traditional players is phenomenal. So, you know, you guys have to, I suppose, take it, go abroad in order to find audiences.
I suppose, yeah, we play a lot. To be fair, we're lucky in the fact that where we live, there's a lot of music to be played locally, and a lot of that is from the tourist industry. There's a lot of people visiting Dingle on a daily basis during the season, so we enjoy that side of it as well. We get to play a lot of like really good music in really lovely environments, and we get to stay at home with our kids for part of the year, so it's nice to have the two balance, but absolutely to get out and tour and meet people around the world is just, it's a thrill.
So when you come out like this, who might fit?
Well, we kind of have to do a lot of juggling. So this time my parents, who live in France, come over to our house in Ireland and are staying at home, so they're minding the guys in their own house. Other times we are lucky that Caroline's mum might be down and she might mind the kids for a few days while we're away. And we kind of make it up as we go, you know, try and figure out. I'm sure they'd be coming with us at some stage too. So it kind of all depends also on what the, you know, the setup is and what kind of at the moment they're very, very small. The kids are very small. They're 1.5 and 3.5, you know, so they're tiny. But like a lot of the festivals now are getting more and more kids friendly and inclusive with things like the Celtic Roots College, with camps and family, you know, families can attend and everybody gets something to do and everybody takes part. And it's really important, I think, for us as parents as well to show the kids what we do and that it's possible and that, you know, we love why we do it, because we love it so much. We both learned traditional music from a very young age, and we love our kids to be able to experience the full picture, which starts very early on. You know, it's really important.
Tom, you mentioned the roots, Celtic Roots College. And you were teaching, both of you were teaching during the week. That is such a rich experience in itself down there, and to see the enthusiasm of the students. I know last year I remember walking the corridors and seeing a bunch of kids on tiny little harps and thinking how powerful it was to see it and the introduction.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And I mean, like, the kids are very lucky in this this festival, because they are getting experience from, to get taught by like some of the best performers of the genre, you know, in the world, really. So not only are they getting a great experience of, you know, touching base with Celtic music, but they're learning from the best, you know. That's what, also why we love coming back. I think the college is has a really big importance to it, because people attend it year in and year out, you know. So even though we haven't been here in about 5 years or 6 years, some of the students are still here, and we're able to kind of see how much they've improved and what kind of impact we've had on them and what else they've learned from the other performers. And it makes us very proud, and it's great fun to kind of catch up and like, wow, I remember you when you started, you know. And so it's brilliant. There's actually even some of the, I remember there's one particular guy I'm thinking of, Arlo Quilly, who's from he's from about an hour and a half away from here, and I think about 10 years ago he was taking my pipes classes, at my pipe class, and this weekend he's one of the performers.
Right.
So it's just great, you know. Yeah. And he was only about 12 or 13, and now he's in his early 20s, and he's flying it. He's playing all around, and he's a phenomenal musician. It's great.
How do you two come together?
Love at first sight.
Okay, where'd you see it?
In a pub.
No, I'm joking. It definitely wasn't. We met when Tom arrived in Limerick to do the Masters in Irish Traditional Music, and I was after finishing the BA in Irish Traditional Music, and I was doing a teaching degree, music teaching, and I did that for a year at the same time as Tom was doing the Masters in Irish Music. You can guess who had more fun that year.
Well, I wouldn't know. But when you mention that, and Limerick particularly, you know, Limerick has been a fertile ground for delivering a huge volume of wonderful performers.
Yeah.
And putting a bit of structure, I guess, on it.
Yeah, and it's responsible for an awful lot of the good music out there at the moment.
Yeah.
It was a wonderful experience for me. I had the absolute best time, and half of that was down to just the incredible teachers I had, and the other half of that was how fortunate I was with the people that were in the course at the same time as me. I learned as much from my peers at that time as I did from my teachers, and both were phenomenal.
But is that not a reflection on what this genre is about? Traditional music is about osmosis in many ways. It's never quite,
yes,
maybe a theory to it, but really it is about osmosis.
Yes.
And if you're able to be in the company of performing with, playing with the masters, you're learning from just being them.
Yes, yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Very much so.
The excitement, it's infectious. The music is osmosis, but the excitement is also going around. That communal energy is as much that quite pushes you as anything else. It was fantastic.
I don't know if it's unique, but it's certainly unusual that Ireland and the Irish government support the arts in a way that very few other governments do. And I know that in places like this, when you guys would talk to people from other countries, they would be highly envious of the Irish government's support of all the arts.
Yeah.
I know last year the artist support program was about to come in, which was to help artists who focus on their art. So would you say that has contributed to an ethos within the country where the arts are recognised as having value?
I absolutely think that, yeah. To put it into context, I often say this when I'm talking about this to people. When the World Expo was in Dubai in 2021, we went as performers and spent a month playing our traditional music in the Irish Pavilion, the Irish government's presentation of what it is to be Ireland and what the future of Ireland was. And every pavilion of the world had, every country in the world had a pavilion and a theme, and the themes were vast, and the central theme of the Irish government was creativity, and they said the future of Ireland is creativity. And that hit me like a ton of bricks. I was like, we are so lucky to live in an environment where what we do is valued so highly. Like, that's, and it of course contributes to everything we do. We couldn't do what we do if it wasn't for that support, financial and otherwise.
I guess both of you at the moment are probably wishing you were in Belfast.
No, I'm actually not.
No, I'm actually not.
And we'll put that in context. Flacco on the Heron is on in Belfast at the moment, and I know it's a tremendous event historically and in every other way, and there's hundreds of thousands of people who are in Belfast where traditional Irish music is permeating the streets, the side streets and everything, unique in every way.
Absolutely. I know, I think, yeah, we're still, like, we have loads of friends there, and I'm sure everybody's having a fantastic time, but I think our job and at the moment is to kind of represent Irish music and Celtic culture abroad as well, and promote it, and hopefully get a lot of even more people to Belfast for next year. Do you know what I mean? If we can get the word out and explain and show off and showcase this music abroad, and encourage people to learn it and to pick it up. Well, hopefully, yeah, they'll all go to the Flacyol next year, you know.
Yeah. So, okay. And when you mention that, I do know the Irish government policy or philosophy is that cultural tourism is an important aspect, and you are cultural tourist ambassadors, in that the number of traditional music tours that are happening in Ireland being led by artists is also something that's very much on the cards. So again, coming back to, I guess, the government attitude to culture is so unique in
Absolutely.
Many ways.
Actually, this is a perfect opportunity to acknowledge we've gotten funding from an organisation called Culture Ireland, who have helped us tremendously in the last 15 years, travelling and helping us with the expenses of bringing a show and bringing music to cultures abroad. So. It's good. I suppose this is a perfect moment to thank them for their support.
It is, and again, for those who may not know, Culture Ireland are the organisation, government organisation, that provide funding to artists who are going abroad and who are bringing their art abroad. Whereas the immigrant support programme has then provided support to organisations who are abroad who may be interested in trying to bring culture in. There's a variety of levels of funding. But Culture Ireland are a powerful organisation and tremendously supportive. Guys, I know you have a busy schedule and we're going to share a piece of your music. What am I going to share?
Well, do you want to mention that to any of your listeners listening, you mentioned it just there, there are a lot of performers doing different tours. We're actually doing one next year in June with two amazing friends of ours. They own the Courthouse Pub in Dingle, which some of your listeners might have actually been to.
Yes.
And we're leading a tour with Tommy and Sandra next year.
Okay.
So, yeah, keep an eye on that.
Where are you going?
We are going to Giant's Causeway.
Yeah.
Donegal, a little trip across there. I think it goes over Belfast, saying Sligo, Mayo, Matt Malloy's, and then finishes off in Galway. So it's going to be really, really, really nice. I'm looking forward to it. They're great people. So yeah, keep an eye out. It's O'Sullivan Courthouse Tours.com, I think.
Right.
What are we going to play? Your choice, Tom.
Well, why don't we play a set of tunes from Caroline's new album? And these are three polkas that she's composed, and they're called The Three Sisters.
And I know where the three sisters are.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Gurumila Margaret.
That's true. Gurumila.
Thank you so much indeed.
Lovely pleasure.